Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all. I want you to know Monica Mathias is listed as our liturgist. She won't be here because she's still with Monroe and helping, because Monroe's still in the hospital. And I don't know that we have listed, but our accompanist this morning is Melba Taylor, so she's going to be accompanying the hymns. And she can do just about anything. I think she just is. We have an announcement from Debbie Gunther about our mission stuff. So, Michael, if you would take a microphone over to Debbie Gunther, please.
Thank you. Okay, this week is June crop fundraiser. It's Applebee's on Wednesday. It's from 11 in the morning until closing. Applebee's on Iliff. And all you have to do, there's flyers in the narthex, all you have to do is take that flyer in, and they give 15% of your invoice. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Doing good work for mission. Pardon me? They're going to compete with a holiday?
A hockey game.
Oh, I've heard something about a hockey game there. What about the Avalanche? Man, 7-0 last night? My goodness. Amen to Colorado hockey boys. We don't have it on the bulletin, but this is Juneteenth, is a federal holiday. So, Paya, Monday, no office. We are closed in honor of Juneteenth to celebrate that, so we didn't have that in there. Also, I want to thank Lucy and Paya for the lays they've given us. And they smell beautiful. They're wonderful. It was either they wanted to give us lays for Father's Day, or they knew that I was kind of sweaty. I don't know. So neither here nor there. We are excited to be a United Methodist Church. Our annual conference was this week, and A Table for All was the theme, making sure that we are a totally and completely inclusive church. Amen? And we are about that, and we are consciously about that, and we're glad. We're also an environmentally conscious church, but in the bathrooms, we still have paper towel dispensers. There was a movement to put air hand, you know, but they found that when you put them in the church, somebody put up a sign that says, "For preacher's latest sermon, push button." Hot air, never mind. I don't know of other announcements that we absolutely have to cover. Paya, anything from you from the office? Okay. We are working on the air conditioning. We've spent 2 solid days troubleshooting. I believe that we'll have it solved this coming week. Look forward to. In the meantime, yeah, remember our forefathers, our foremothers, and the warm of a beautiful spring, summer morning. Other announcements for the good of the order? Anything else that we need to share with? I don't see anything else. Take a breath. Center ourselves and let us open ourselves to hear the Lord God in our presence. Amen. Stand, wave to one another, and be prepared to call to worship. All right, that's enough silliness. Call to worship. Let's join together. Read responsibly. Lord God, how awesome is your creation. As first you created the universe, light and darkness, stars and all the firmament, with planets, seas, and dry land. Then you populated all of your creation with teeming life. Your awesome universe includes an uncountable number of plants, birds, fish, and animals of all kinds. We are also part of your awesome universe, Lord. We come to worship, remembering that we are yours, your good creations. Nalo.
Please remain standing as we sing together Faith of Our Fathers, number 710.
Speed high with
be seated.
Because Monica is absent, I've asked Mike Summerall. He never gets a chance to be part of the liturgy. He's always tied up back there, but I've asked him to read the first scripture. So I'm inviting him forward, and right now what I'm doing here is I'm stalling while he walks up. You see, this is a cover scene because he's walking and wasn't right here right now. So now we're ready. Here we go.
All right. Seeing a read from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, verse 3, verse 7, verse 11, verse 29. Wine is a mocker, strong drink, a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. A righteous man who walks in his integrity, blessed are his sons after him. Even a child makes himself known by his acts, whether what he does is pure and right. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth will be full of gravel. The glory of young men is their strength, but the beauty of old men is their gray hair. For the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated as I follow.
Thank you, Mike. By way of our prayer concerns, you see them listed on the back, and I'm not going to read them, but if any of you have updates, we will be happy to hear those. Monroe is, they are slowly weaning him off of oxygen that he's been on after having COVID and pneumonia. So they have high hopes. He is in ICU, but is returning. The war in Ukraine persists. It is a sin. May God find a way to help us be a part of that solution. Other prayers of concern in our midst, other things that we need to lift as we are about that. Michael, Debbie Gunther has a prayer.
I just want prayers for a coworker that her sister just passed away on Saturday or Friday, and she had to go to New Mexico for it. It was sudden. Prayers for Lucia Sands and family.
Lucia and
her last name is S-A-E-N-Z.
Okay. Lucia Sands. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Concerns in our midst, indeed. As we're sitting here, and it's warm, contemplate those who do not have opportunities, for whom the heat is not a choice. I have heard reports that in Pakistan it is reaching 120 degrees daily. Very, very few will have air conditioning in Pakistan. So prayers and thoughts. Jim Latau, do you have something? Michael, Jim Latau, right behind you there.
Surprise, surprise. I've got another great granddaughter born Thursday.
A granddaughter born Thursday. What is her name? Wait, he's looking it up.
I'm Blake Renee.
It's Renee?
Blake is your first name.
Blake Renee?
It's a girl. Tyler, my grandson Tyler in Cheyenne.
Congratulations on new
life.
Thank you, Jim. Congratulations on new life. We continue with those. So that sounds like we've moved to celebrations. It's today the 19th. It is tonight. All right. Shelley Rayburn has a birthday on Tuesday. Rick and Carol Ottenreed, who were here last week visiting from California, Washington, that area, they have an anniversary, 47 years on Tuesday. Frank and Barbara Shaw, Barbara was our organist, they're having an anniversary, 39 years on Friday. Those are all of the birthdays and anniversaries I have listed. Do you have others that you know that you want to share that you are in the midst of? All right, I don't see others. Anything else by way of prayers, by way of celebrations, the connection of the family? Let's turn to our unison prayer that you see printed. Let us read responsively. Merciful God, we have cut ourselves off from the power of your presence. We were afraid to be swept off our feet and be forced to see life from a new perspective. We have belittled those who speak with certainty of your transforming spirit and turned away from any truth larger than our own perceptions. We beseech you to sweep us off our feet and transform us. Your grace is a grace we seek but do not deserve. Please have patience with us, Lord. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Lord God, thank you for being present with us as we pause on Father's Day. And as we acknowledge fathers in our presence and celebrate them, we also are reminded of those who have been fathers who have passed and who rest from their labors. Those who fathered us, whether they were our parents or peers or mentors or those wise gifts of God that have brought us to be the Christians we are. We pause and give thanks for all of them. We pause and acknowledge the wisdom that they brought forward and the witness of their Christian journey that has given us insight, that has given us direction, and that has helped us to be the people that we are today. As we pause, we acknowledge, Lord, all those who have passed before us, and we give thanks that they are at ease in the arms of Christ, that they are at ease with you, Lord. Today we come together as a mixed variety of people from different places, different heritage, different backgrounds, different cultures, different languages, and we revel in the wonder of your diversity and the gifts of all that you give, all of humanity. Help us share with the world, Lord, that we are not about being tribes drawn only to those who are exactly like us, but that we grow in experiencing all of those around us, that in your diversity there is a richness beyond wonder. Allay our fears at being afraid that we might misunderstand or make a cultural mistake, and open our hearts to the hearts of everyone we meet, in every second and every moment. Lord God, we are grateful to be here. We are grateful for your presence in us through the Holy Spirit, that gift of the Pentecost, settling upon us and giving us ability to contact all of your children everywhere. Lord God, be with us, be with all your children, and hear us as we gather our voices with the multitude of Christians saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our offering plates are in the back in the narthex. They're plates for you. We appreciate your being aware and returning a portion of all the good that God gives you to do the will and the work of God. I believe that Pastor Neo is going to read the New Testament scripture.
A gospel reading for today is taken from John chapter 14, verse 8 to verse 14.
and also 25 to verse 27. I'd like to ask if you are able to stand, please rise for the reading of our gospel. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. And how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and I, in fact, will do greater works than these because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The words of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Please remain standing as we join together in our next hymn, which appears in the Faith We Sing hymnal, number 2038. Seated.
I just had a fun thought. Without words is the title of the sermon. Maybe I should just say, "Happy Father's Day," and sit down. You're all looking at me like he's not going to do it, though, is he? Maybe we need to hear a couple words, and I'd like to share some things out of my personal history, some true stories. Growing up, you know, we go through life, we don't really think about it, and things happen to us. And then we look back and realize how momentous those things were. So I'm going to share a couple of those, but before I do, I want to make sure that we face one of the common knowledge things of the people of Jesus' time, and that one of those was that the sins of the Father are visited upon the children, even unto the third and fourth generation. The priests and the teachers would teach them that something was happening bad, that if you had not sinned, then someone in your ancestry had. That was the reason for all of these things. Jesus was with a young man who was struggling, and the people said, "Lord, who sinned, this young man or his parents?" And Jesus unpacked it. He said, "Neither. Neither this man nor his parents sinned. So good and bad happen." And we acknowledge those. We can just pause with that and be present with that. And with that, I have to tell you a story. This is before I was in ministry. I was a pewster, like you all are. Pew-sitter, pewster, okay. And sitting in the pews, we volunteered to assist with the youth group. There was a handful of us, and we volunteered. And we had a pretty good youth group, and things were pretty active. One day, things had slowed down, and the adults who were leading the youth group were gathered together. And one was a young woman, maybe in her 20s. And she said, "I have a question." She says, I'm a little worried. She said, I went on a date last night. And immediately my anticipation level went, "Oh, Lord, we're talking about dating to a 20-something year old." But she said, "We went on a date and he was a really nice guy and I really liked him. So I hit him." Now, like you, I was stunned. I thought for a moment it was a joke, but then I didn't react and she was serious. Growing up, that's how she had been taught. Her father was abusive and told her that this was his expression of love. And she had learned that on a cognitive level at some level. And so this young man, when she liked him, she was having a good time and everything was going well. She wanted to express that and she hit him. Over the period of the conversation, we tried to unpack that and she was confused why he kind of made his way out shortly thereafter. He didn't stick around. She said, "I had a feeling that it was not exactly the right thing to have been doing right at that moment. But her father had taught her that." Now, the good news is that she was a member of the church. She had joined the church. She was out of her father's influence. She was in a survivor group for people who were abused. And she was learning that those new behaviors, and that she knew something was amiss in this relationship. But I have thought about that ever since that moment and thought how incredibly tragic, how incredibly difficult, how incredibly stunned and confused that young man. But the other side of that is the grace of the recognition of what was going on, her ability to be amongst a group of peers that could help her through that, and God's love that was helping her through that. The Holy Spirit was speaking to her, and that's why she had started coming to church. She was aware of some of those behaviors and didn't see them in all of the culture around her. And so the reality of learning and the fatherly figure who was leading in the wrong direction and the father who was leading in the direction of love and peace. But as I contemplate the reality of what happened, it put another question in my mind. And many of us in here have been parents or have been mentors to young persons. Have we somehow done something inappropriate, taught, modeled, alluded some behavior that has misguided someone? Have we been the perfect models? Are we perfect? I'll ask that question. Are we perfect? Are we moving on to perfection? Didn't say it with as much gusto as I'd like to hear, but I believe you. And we're all in that same boat. We're moving on. We're trying. As a parent, I have made mistakes. I have feet of clay. And I can vividly remember the number of times that I've done something and then thought later, that was the wrong thing. But there is grace in that. The recognition, this was an error. This is not the way to do it. I won't do that again. I will live and learn. I will apologize for what I did wrong. And we will grow. Now, you might have been expecting a florid, happy, joyous sermon about Father's Day. And indeed, this is that, but with the caveats of realizing that we are human beings and our fathering is imperfect. Whether we are men or women, there are women doing fathering as well. And we ask, we say grace to you and peace and thank you and God bless you. But this parenting business, it is not an easy walk. It is not a simple and straightforward path. Stumbling occurs. Sometimes we do things that are not what we would wish we had done. But good fathers recognize those errors. Good fathers confess those mistakes. Good fathers are not afraid to apologize. And in doing so, good fathers are able to mend their relationship to God, the Lord Almighty. Because ultimately, that's the journey that has to be made. Now, I'm going to tell you the other second true story, and this one not quite as difficult to hear. I was living in Fort Morgan. It's an hour and a half that way. Yeah, that way. My brother lived in Houston. It was about 6 hours that way. Nope, that way. Houston? My dad lived in Grand Junction, 4 hours that way. We decided to get together. It was a summer day where we were going to meet at the museum downtown. And we had to move some child seats. We had, you know, when you have baby seats and then your children are no longer babies. And you have these car seats and they're expensive, so you pass them around the family. We were going to do some of that, and we had some other things that had to be shifted between our three cars. And I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. All this driving, all coming together at the right time in the right place. This confluence, I was apprehensive. But we got to the museum, and you know, it was a blessing. We pulled up, and there are three parking spaces right in front. It was great. I pulled into one. I saw my dad. He was right behind me. He pulled in the one behind me. I thought, this is perfect. And I looked around, and there was my brother coming in. Oh, man, God is good. About that time, another guy pulled into that other parking place. And this fella pulled in, and I looked, and I thought, there's no place for my brother to park. And so I trotted up, and I said, excuse me. I said, we're trying to connect, three of us, because we're trying to hold this spot. The guy jumped out, and he says, I don't see any reserve signs anywhere here. It looks to me like a free country. And he went off about it. I was steamed. You could have baked an egg on my forehead, I'll tell you what. Now, I didn't engage him directly, because fortunately, while he was doing this, he'd gotten out of his car. He just walked off, went into the museum. He was happy to have gotten that front seat, didn't really care. I thought, what an inconsiderate so-and-so. What? And I turned around to my dad to start saying some of that. And my dad said, the parking lot over there has got a lot of space. Why don't we just move right over to those slots over there? And I said, that guy, and Dad didn't even really pay much attention. To this day, I don't know if he didn't acknowledge the guy because it didn't matter. And that's true. It didn't matter what this guy was doing, what he was about, where he was. It didn't matter. Or whether he was making a conscious effort to just say, sometimes you run into gravel. Sometimes things get rough and you get your knees skinned and you just go on. I never got a chance to ask him before he passed. But that lesson has been an incredible lesson for me. Now, he didn't stop and say, now, son, you know, you're in the ministry, you know that Jesus is the King of Peace. You know that Jesus says, I'm peace, I will bring my peace upon you. Isn't that what the scripture said this morning? Didn't Neo read that? My peace I bring to you. He didn't quote me that. Now, you have to understand, my dad was a preacher's kid. His dad was a Presbyterian minister. Dad did not go into the ministry. He was a mining engineer, but that's another aside. Dad knew those scriptures. But without words, Dad taught me an incredible lesson. He preached the word to me, didn't he? He shared the love of Christ and the peace. And that proverb, Mike read it. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. It was that model. He did it and he showed it graphically. I like the other one that Mike read, the one about what is it, young men do what, and then the beauty of old men is their gray hair. Come on, guys with gray hair, we can all, you know. Nalo, you're getting it there. It's beginning, so. These are who we are as Christians, and these are the models for who we are. Not all of our parents were perfect. Not all of the things that my dad did were perfect. He acknowledged those. I never had to confront him because I knew that in his heart he was doing the best he could, that he was the best model for me. He was part of the reason I ended up in ministry. So I give thanks to my father. I was fortunate. Not all people were. I told you about the girl in the youth group. She was not as fortunate. But all of us can pause and reflect back on those who have gone before. And I hope that we can give thanks. And as we are about being parents, and we might be a little apprehensive, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing this right? Am I going to do something wrong? Am I going to make a mistake? If we can remember what Christ told us, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. And we've got to hear that. And we've got to hear that over again. This is not the worldly peace or anything that the world gives or models. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. May we be men and women who are parents that are children of the one great Father. And may we honor fathers. Paya has put together a presentation of some of the pictures you've sent in of your father. So I turn to that.
Sure nothing was missing, so we could have everything you did. A patient teacher, strong, steady leader, firm handshaker, never met a stranger, tough as steel, hard to go. It took a while, but now I know all the little life lessons, but you never expected. A thank you, a pat on the back, you did what you did, no questions asked. I could never say enough, through the downs and the ups. You carried the weight so we'd have a good life, raised us with love so we could fly. Anyone else would call you Superman, but I just call you Dad. A spirit lifter, problem fixer, words of reason, there when you need them, calm you down, set you straight. Yeah, I appreciate all the little life lessons, but you never expected. A thank you, a pat on the back, you did what you did, no questions asked. I could never say enough. So we could fly. Anyone else would call you Superman. you a pat on the back for doing what you did, no questions asked. I could never say enough. Through the downs and the ups, you carried the weight so we'd have a good life. Raised us with love so we could fly. Anyone else would call you Superman. Cause I call you Dad.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
I would ask that we all stand as we join together in our closing hymn, Rise Up, O Men of God, number 576 in the United Methodist Hymnal.
Grace and peace to you. Happy Father's Day. Male, female, parents, all of us celebrating our those who have gone before us, and all parents striving to follow the master teacher. We follow the one, the Prince of Peace, through God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are blessed. We are enabled. We celebrate. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Let us join together in the recessional. Go now in peace.
Hold on, there's somebody near you.